This podcast has been brought to you by Race to Monuments Island. Explore a post-apocalyptic world where the weather had impacted the world drastically. Find your way around this world and unravel the key source of the disaster. Once again, Race to Monuments Island. Play it for free on your PC. Vyrie number 9, a local elderly couple. When I was younger, I worked as a newspaper deliverer. It was an interesting job, and, you know, you get to meet some local citizens of your neighborhood. Later on in my career, I started realizing that this elderly couple that were actually quite interesting people, and I always made sure that I gave them the papers, and I gave them the best papers, the good quality ones, and made sure I gave them all the inserts and everything. Because I knew that they were really looking forward for the papers every day, or every 3 days, the 3 days of the week that I used to deliver them. And they were always happy when they got the papers, and I always felt guilty because they always gave me a little bit of money for delivering the papers. You know, I guess maybe because they really appreciate when I deliver them, the time I deliver. I don't know, but I really appreciate what they did there. And in the winter times, I always I remember always trying to shovel their snow during the night, because I didn't really want to get paid to shovel their snow, because, you know, I feel that the elderly couple's the husband had a bad back and the wife didn't shovel. And it was difficult for them to move around in the winter time, so I always made sure that I tried to shovel their driveway whenever I could. And around the end of my newspaper career, I started seeing less of them, and you know, it made my day a little bit more dull. And a few months ago, or a few I would say a year ago. My dad told me that the aunt just came in to pick up some of the stuff, because I'm not 100% sure if the husband passed away, or I just misunderstood, and the mother the wife went to the nursing home. And it felt really dull those last the couple of months or years later on when I was a newspaper deliverer. I never really realized how some people can just brighten your day. And, you know, just to end it off, I think that you have to look forward for those type of things and just take it every day as it comes. Okay, guys? Peace out. Thank you. If you enjoy my podcast, you can check out my YouTube channel, Robert the Adventurer, where I play a large variety of video games, videos of my everyday life in Canada, and a video format of my Vyries. Once again, Robert the Adventurer on YouTube. Check it out.